One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Ouija boards.
Yeah, we talk about them, you know, a lot because people have a lot of experiences with them.
Experiences that are haunting, chilling, sometimes heartwarming, believe it or not. But it's really kind of the luck of the draw. And that's even what our next contributor says in their story, what they believe goes on with a Ouija board, just how much, you know, luck really plays a part in who or what you get to communicate with when using the board. But even when you know the best practices, you know how to close the board, you know what you should do, what you shouldn't do, even then, things can still go wrong. As with anything, you can be the most experienced truck driver in the world, have thousands upon thousands of hours under your belt. You can still get in an accident. You can be the biggest financial expert on this or that and have made millions of dollars, and the wrong move could cost you everything you have. There's ways things can go bad, even if you get it. That is something our next writer learns the hard way. Take all the steps, think you're doing it better than others in a way that things will be okay. Well, guess what? Doesn't always work that way. Take a listen. Even though I've seen quite the amount of negativity towards the use of Ouija boards out there, I still have decided to share what I experienced several months ago. It's something I've struggled with sharing for quite some time, as it's been a difficult thing to share with others within my tight circle, but I still feel it needs to be shared. I've known about Ouija boards for most of my life and have always regarded them as anything but a game. Therefore, I've held a great deal of respect for them.
I'm aware that there are different opinions here when it comes to Ouija boards, and to each their own. I'm not sharing the following experience to try to persuade anyone to believe what I believe, or really to believe what happened to me. It's more of an outlet, so to speak. I had my first Ouija experience earlier this year, which only added fuel to my already sparked interest and curiosity when it came to dealing with such matters. It was not by any means the most active session I had heard of, and by far I've held quite a few active sessions after that first time. But all it took was that one time and my interest was hooked. I never once considered it to be a game, but the idea of the possibility of contact with the other realm was appealing, I must admit, and yes, there was that certain level of excitement. I only held sessions with the people I trusted most and who had already had experiences in that area. After speaking with my 13-year-old sister Lex one afternoon, the subject of Ouija boards was brought into the mix of the other topics we were speaking about. She confessed that she had always been curious about the board, but had never wanted to take part in sessions unless it was with someone she knew she could completely trust. I was hesitant to consider allowing her to experience it, but rather her do it with me as opposed to someone else, and assuring her that she knew it was not a game. It was something that had to be taken seriously and was to be respected. I agreed to hold a session with her. Several nights later, after I arrived home from work, Lex and I held our first Ouija session together, along with her friend Jay, who was over for the night. I explained and stressed the rules as clearly as I could and assured the two of them that they understood before we proceeded. That first session was more successful and active than I would have predicted. The spirit we contacted was rather benign in nature, but was also a point of being distressed. Voice recorders were always recording during the session, and we managed to capture a rather clear EVP begging for help that leads me to the above conclusion. Sessions held after that point were both successful, whereas some were not. A week or so passed, and on a night that another of Lex's friends, Toss, was over, we decided to hold another Ouija session. The night started off like any other previous night that we had held the session. We set up the board on the floor in Lex's bedroom and turned out the lights. With me on one side of the board, Lex and Taz sat across from me. We made several attempts of contact, but each contact, the same two spirits, an older gentleman and a young female child. Neither were willing to speak to us each time they came through the board, so we decided to take a short break and change the location. Moving the board to Lex's bathroom, a short while later, we started another session. After everything that happened, I realized that was one of our first big mistakes and something I feel so foolish to have overlooked in the first place. Immediately, I could feel the change in the atmosphere once the session had begun. The air almost seemed thick with negativity, and my senses started going wild, especially with the energy I felt coming from the planchette moving across the board. Are there any spirits present in the room with us? I questioned, to which the planchette slowly moved to yes. Proceeding, I asked whether it was male or female. It answered M for male, and then I asked if it could spell its name. I won't share it here. The atmosphere in the room continued to change, and I started to get uneasy, but wishing not to startle both Lex and Texas, I kept my senses finely tuned into the situation and proceeded a little bit further. Can you tell us your age? It would not give an answer. So I rephrased the question. Can you please tell us where you were born? A very long time ago, I heard in my mind, clear as day, a voice that was not my own and was that sounded male. My eyes snapped up to look at Lex and Toss, but they did not appear to have heard what I had heard in my head. This is when my senses started pulling me in every direction with a warning. I knew it was time to close the session off. The planchette then started moving on its own before I could mention to Lex and Toss that we were going to end the session. V-E-U, it started to spell. Lex looked at me, her face suddenly puzzled. View? The planchette moved to yes, to which it then immediately spelled V-I-E-W. My heart started to race, and in my mind, visions of what was about to take place started to slowly materialize. I realized suspicions I had been ignoring were being confirmed, and I took authority. No, nobody is viewing anyone, I spoke firmly. We are here tonight to talk only, not to view. If you do not want to talk, then we are going to close the session. The planchette quickly went to no, and started to spell once again, V-I-E-W. We're going to say goodbye now, I stated, looking to Lex and Toss to make sure they understood, but the planchette zipped to no a second time. We need to say goodbye, I stressed, and together the three of us pushed the planchette to goodbye, and Lex reached up to turn the light on. My mind was racing as we sat there trying to catch our bearings. We briefly discussed what had happened when Lex asked what I thought we should do. I answered, let's take the board back into your room for a while and give it a rest, and then we'll decide whether or not we want to give it another go. I had no intention of holding another session that night. Lex suddenly jolted and looked directly at me. Oh my God, he gasped. He is so pissed at you right now. She proceeded to tell me she felt him breeze right through her when I suggested we move the board back to her room and that she could hear him saying he was angry. I had told him no, that I'd started something and he wanted it finished. Taz insisted we leave the bathroom as we stepped outside into the back deck so I could smoke. Things started to go downhill at that point. I was sitting in one of the chairs on the deck, which is extremely tiny, and Lex was sitting in the other chair with a round table separating us while Toss remained standing. Suddenly, Lex started to complain that he would not leave her alone and he was really hurting her back. It got to the point where she was gripping the arms of the chair and arching forward, but she could not raise to her feet. Before I knew what was happening, I was at her side and my hand was on her head, demanding that whoever he was, that he leave in the name of Jesus Christ and harm Lex no more. What was so entirely odd about that moment was that it was almost like I was standing off on the side watching myself do so. I did not understand it. Once I was able to pull Lex up from the chair, I had her turn around and pull her tank top up in the back to check if any marks where she indicated the pain had originated from. In the middle of the small of her back was a red imprint of a hand, which I took a picture of. I will send to you. There were also scratches that appeared on the top left-hand corner of her chest. Fast forward a slight bit and we were back out on the back deck trying to figure out what we were going to do. Lex was being terrorized by him and we could not get past it. I was becoming frustrated, not to mention freaked out because of the situation. Lex, who was once again sitting cross-legged in the chair across from me, started to refuse to look at me. Something came over me, whether it was a burst of adrenaline or what, I do not know. There were several instances that morning where I did things to counteract him. I did not understand how I was able to do it, but I remember telling Taz to move away from Lex. She was standing next to her, and then I told Lex to look at me. She refused, shaking her head no, on the verge of tears, but I demanded she looks at me, and slowly, she obliged. I'm not talking to you right now, I told her. I'm in no way talking to you, Lex. I'm talking to him because I know he's around and he needs to stop. So you look at me. Lex's eyes changed. Her whole demeanor was different within an instant. What do you want from Lex, huh? I started to demand it again. You seem to want nothing to do with Toss, only me and Lex. You tell me why. What is so good about Lex that you're doing this to her? Lex's mouth curled into a very odd smile. A smirk of sorts is one way to describe, but it was nothing like her normal smile, and closer that I examined this, I could see her starting to chuckle as she glared. That's right, go ahead and smirk and laugh at me. Do you think that's going to affect me? It's not. It's my little sister you're messing with, and it's going to stop right now, so you tell me what the hell is so good about Lex that you insist on. Lex was up and out of her seat so quickly and lunging across the table at me that I did not have a proper chance to react. I barely heard her say in a voice that was not her own. Again, it was a male voice, I'll get what I want. As Tosh screamed and grabbed onto me, which I reacted by screaming and pushing Lex off me and onto the floor of the deck, Lex was immediately in tears and asking what had just happened with no recollection of her prior actions. Since then, the board has been removed from our place, along with several other homemade boards I had to have at the time. To this day, Lex and I are still tormented by him, even though we have attempted to cleanse the place by saging multiple times and speaking the Lord's Prayer. The torment comes in waves. I've not done a Ouija session since, and I cannot say for certain whether I ever will again or not. I do not believe all sessions end up bad, or that everything that comes through the board is bad. More so, I believe in putting it one way, is that it is the luck of the draw. You do not know what you're going to get, and unless you know how to handle a situation you may get into, then things could turn bad.
Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.